Lift him up, November 15. Cling closely to Jesus. If we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning. When Satan tells you that your sins are such that you need not expect any great victories in God, tell him the Bible teaches that those who love most are those who have been forgiven most. Do not try to lessen your guilt by excusing sin. You cannot come near to God by faith unless you realize your sinfulness. Then you can place yourselves right on the promises, and with unwavering faith can claim a share in the infinite sacrifice that has been made for the human race. Cling closely to Jesus, and his great heart of love will draw you unto himself. I cannot bear the thought that any should go away without having their faith greatly strengthened. Every advanced step they take must be a step of faith. If they have a religious experience that is rich in faith, one can chase 1,000, and two can put 10,000 to flight. But all the talents that they may possess, all the skill and eloquence that they may acquire, will affect nothing unless they are consecrated to God. The Apostle Paul desired that his brethren should be comforted with the consolation wherewith he was comforted. The Christian finds constant comfort and strength in Jesus. Let us have an eye single to the glory of God. Let us not allow anything to interpose between us and him. If we follow on to know the Lord, we shall know that his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. If we are partakers of the divine nature, we shall reflect in life and character the image of our divine Lord. We cannot be indolent in seeking this perfection of character. We cannot yield passively to our surroundings and think that others will do the work for us. Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. We must be workers together with God. Life must become to us a humble, earnest working out of salvation with fear and trembling, and then faith, hope, and love will abide in our hearts, giving us an earnest of the reward that awaits the overcomer. A relentless and determined foe has prepared his wiles for every soul that is not braced for trial and guarded by constant prayer and living faith. We cannot individually, or as a body, secure ourselves from his constant assaults, but in the strength of Jesus every temptation, every opposing influence, whether open or secret, may be successfully resisted. Remember that your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Therefore, be sober, be vigilant.